This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Export sales better for the week that ended May 13th. Net new sales of upland cotton, over 108,000 bales for the old crop, 21,800 bales for new crop. And accumulated exports continue to set records for the reporting week of the marketing year. U.S. export commitments are 16.6 million statistical bales. And that's versus USDA 16.25 million forecast. So when considering normal carryover sales, USDA's current export estimate looks comfortably within reach. Cotton planting across the Cotton Belt has fallen slightly behind the average pace, 38% of expected acres planted, while the average pace is 40%. Mid-South states generally behind the pace as heavy rains have hindered planting in the week up. And at that point, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas a bit ahead of average pace, but this last week's weather probably hindered some of that progress. Timely planting rains showered most of the territory in varying degrees. In some regions, rainfall just enough to get started, and more will be needed soon. But in a few other areas, plenty of moisture to start the season. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.